Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name's Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
My mission is to share with you everything I've learned from my 25 years in business, from idea inception to big business marketing strategies.
And my goal is to share with you social media money-making strategies to help you transform your idea into passive income, even when you have limited time and a tight budget.
All right, Brock, this one's all you. Take it away.
Hey, what's up? Brock Johnson here, 50% Build Your Tribe, 50% Shalene Johnson. And today we're going to be talking about one of the best ways to hack Instagram growth. Everyone's always looking for cheats and ways to get ahead. Today is an actual tangible way that you can greatly increase your engagement and your reach on Instagram. A group of donkeys is called a pace. A group of elephants is called a parade. A group of ferrets, a business. A group of giraffes, this one's my favorite, a tower. And okay, one more because you asked for it. A group of porcupines is called a prickle. So in case you learn nothing else in this episode today, you now know some strange collective animal names. But I hope you do learn something today, and today I am going to be teaching you about Instagram pods. So a group of bats is called a cauldron. A group of buffalo is called a gang, a group of Instagrammers getting together to help each other out, growing their accounts, increasing their engagement and their reach is called an Instagram pod. Now, what exactly is an Instagram pod? An Instagram pod is a name that generally refers to any group direct message on Instagram in which all of the users agree to help each other grow on Instagram. How exactly do they work? Basically, a bunch of different Instagram users will come together within one direct message or group chat conversation and will all agree, hey, we're going to all comment and like each other's posts as soon as they're posted. That's the goal here. All of these people are going to be liking and commenting on your posts as soon as you post it. Now, is this possible with 300 people? Probably not. The likelihood of getting 300 people to all agree that they're going to like and comment on your post, and you're going to do the same for them immediately every single time you post and every single time they post is just unlikely. So that's why most Instagram pods range anywhere from 10 to 15 people. If you start getting more than 15 people in your Instagram pod, it starts getting hard to manage. The goal of an Instagram pod is that each user benefits in terms of increased engagement and increased following. How this happens is that every time someone in the pod posts, all the other users are notified, either because they have post notifications turned on, or because that person who just posted messaged in the pod and said, hey guys, I just posted, or some other kind of alert text to let everyone know that, hey, I just posted a picture. And then all the other users within the pod will go and comment on the posting user's post. This means that the post is guaranteed X amount of comments, it's guaranteed that the comments are going to be insightful, and it's guaranteed that the comments are going to come in quickly. You don't have to wait around and say, well, maybe the followers who usually comment on my posts just aren't active right now. Or maybe right now is just a really active time on Instagram and a lot of other people in my field are posting at the same time I am, so my post isn't going to be seen. You don't have to worry about that as much, because you're guaranteed to get a certain amount of likes and comments right off the bat from your Instagram pod. Let's get into some tips about creating an Instagram pod, finding the right people, and then also what to do once you have the Instagram pod and how to make it extremely successful. The first tip I have for you in terms of finding people to be in your Instagram pod is to look for users who have a similar following. And by similar following, I mean in terms of size of following. So if you have 300 followers, they have about 300 followers. If you have 40,000 followers, they have about 40,000 followers. Now, if you have 300 followers, it would be awesome if you could get someone in your Instagram pod who has 40,000 followers. But for them, it's not going to be as rewarding as it would be for you, so it's less likely that they're going to join your pod. In the same breath, if you have 40,000 Instagram followers, you probably don't want to join an Instagram pod with other users who only have 300 followers. The reason for this is that your followers can see who you're engaging with. And there'll be recommended posts based off who you're engaging with. So if you follow, for example, me on Instagram, you will likely be recommended to other pages like Shalene Johnson, Brett Johnson, Sean Cannell, Julie Solomon, Jasmine Starr, and some other users who I frequently am engaging with. So that's why the people who you want to join your pod should be the people with a similar following, both in terms of size and also in terms of demographics. By demographics, I mean, who is their target audience? Is their target follower also your target follower? If they're followed mostly by 40 to 50 year old women and your target audience is 20 to 30 year old men, then it wouldn't be very beneficial for either of you to join a pod together. Fortunately and usually, people who are within the same field are going to have the same target audience, but it's worth noting that you should have a similar demographic of followers and size of followers before joining pods with anyone or before asking someone to join your Instagram pod. My next tip for finding people to join your Instagram pod is that, well, you probably already know some people. As I'm just talking right now, your brain is probably already rattling off some people in your industry, some people who you enjoy following, and even some people who you might already know or have a relationship with outside of Instagram who you could invite to your Instagram pod. I do want to caution you with a tip, though, that friends are okay, but they're not necessarily the best to join an Instagram pod with. If you have a friend who's across the country, who has totally different followers than you, but your following size and demographic is the same, that's a great friend to add to your Instagram pod. But if you have your friend who's your next door neighbor who has the exact same followers as you, literally the exact same followers follow you and her, it wouldn't be beneficial to join a pod together because your followers already know of each other. They already follow you and they already follow her. So the likelihood of exchanging followers is almost zero because there aren't many followers to be exchanged in the first place. Another way that you can find great users to join an Instagram pod with is to search hashtags. Look at the hashtags that you are frequently using under your posts or the hashtags that relate to whatever it is that you are a part of on Instagram, whatever it is that your niche is, and look for top users who have top posts in that hashtag category. You can also look at recommended users. Whenever you're looking at a user on Instagram, next to the follow button, you'll see a little tiny down arrow. If you tap on that arrow, it'll show you similar users who are suggested to you based off that person. This is a great way to find similar users and to find users who have different following sizes. Because maybe there's an Instagram user who you would love to have in your pod. Their target follower is exactly your target follower, but you know that they're not likely to join an Instagram pod with you because they have 500,000 followers and you only have about 2,000. Well, if you look at recommended users, who Instagram is algorithmically suggesting that you follow based off that person, and if you look at who that person is following, you'll be more likely to get some ideas and get introduced to some people who would be great for your Instagram pod. Once you find this list of users, the people who you want to be in your Instagram pod, you have two options. One, you could either start a relationship with them by sliding into their DMs and striking up a conversation, or you can just straight up ask them, "Hey, I think we have a similar following size and similar type of followers, and I would love to start an Instagram pod with you." Basically, all we would have to do is like and comment on each other's pictures every time we post, and that way we both win in the long run. Once you start having some people agreeing to be in your Instagram pod, you can actually start the group. And then it will be easier to recruit new members to your Instagram pod in the future because you can name drop. You can say, "Hey, I'm in an Instagram pod with Shalene Johnson and Brock Johnson, and I would love for you to join our Instagram pod." That way, there's even more of an incentive for people to join your group. There's a few different ways to manage an Instagram pod. The easiest is probably just right there within the Instagram direct messages. There's no outside apps or downloads or different kinds of phones required. Right there in the Instagram direct messages, you can just hit the plus button up in the top right. You can click on all of the users who you want to be in your IG pod. and then the group will be started. From there, all you have to do is make sure that every user who's in that group has post notifications turned on for each other. Then, every time you post on Instagram, you can just send a quick little message in the group saying that you posted, and all the other users in the group should go to your post, comment something insightful, and leave a like. That brings me to my next tip, which is to actually leave insightful comments. If you're in an Instagram pod with a bunch of other people who have agreed to help you out, it's only right that you also try to help them out. So don't just go over to their post and take your time and like it and leave some random emoji comments. Quickly go to their post, double tap, and leave some kind of insightful comment. Ask a question. Answer whatever question it is that they're asking. Maybe even strike up conversations with other people who have commented under their post. That will also help you because now you have started engaging with other new users. And your insightful comment will also be seen by those other users when they go to comment later on. They'll say, oh, hey, who's this person who's always leaving insightful comments under this guy's post? Then they'll click on your page, and that is how your following can grow. So don't just leave a few emojis. Actually take the time to leave a thoughtful comment. My next tip for your Instagram pod is to actually care about those in your pod. Don't just treat it as random people who are trying to get theirs and win on their own. Actually treat it like a community, a group of Instagrammers who are together striving for the best of all of you as a whole. When the different members in your pod win, so do you. So treat them like that and actually care about them as real people. Give them shoutouts. Actually care about the products that they're releasing, the courses they're talking about, whatever it is that they're selling, or whatever it is that their business is a part of. Care about what's going on in the day-to-day and in the personal lives of the other people in your pod. It can be a very tight-knit community, and the more organic relationships are created within Instagram pods, the more natural it's going to feel, and the more you're going to want to actually be a part of these pods and engage and comment and like on other people's posts. If it's just a group of random strangers who don't really care about each other, you're not going to feel that drive, that need to, that want to comment on their posts and help them out. And that brings me to my third tip, which is just to be helpful of each other. If you hear tips or strategies, or if you're trying out something on your Instagram that's working, share that with the group. And my final tip for your Instagram pods is that you can actually be in more than one Instagram pod. Of course, this might get time consuming if you're in three different pods with 15 people in each pod. That's 45 people to have to worry about commenting and liking on all of their posts. But that does mean 45 people who are going to be commenting and liking every single time you post. Finding a balance and finding a pod that's right for you, both in terms of the amount of people in the pod and the kind of people in that pod, is a great way to take your Instagram to the next level and to guarantee yourself engagement and growth no matter what happens with a new Instagram algorithm or different changes to different features within the Instagram app. When you have an Instagram pod, you and everyone else in the pod wins. If you enjoyed today's episode about Instagram pods, I would love it if you took a screenshot of your screen right now while you're listening to this podcast and shared that on your Instagram story. You could also tag me. My Instagram username is Brock11Johnson. That's Brock11Johnson. And I'd love to hear from you. What was your favorite part about today's episode? Let's strike up a conversation and let's start some real relationships on Instagram. I can't wait to hear about how successful your Instagram pod is. And as always, happy networking.
This episode has been brought to you by the Smart Life Push Journal. If you're the type of individual who loves to make lists, keep yourself on task, get organized, and there just don't seem to be enough hours in the day, this is a convenient, lightweight, simple to use 30-day system. This is not just a day planner. And learn how you can get your health, fitness, life, and goals organized and develop the laser focus you need to have the life that you deserve. Check it out. Go to smartlifepushjournal.com.